Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Wednesday, July the 10th, in the middle of summer. And we've got Dr. C.B. Chastain with us, the College of Veterinary Medicine. Good to have you here, Dr. C.B. Chastain, expert on dog health and cat health and all pet health.
Oh, thank you.
But here we are in the middle of summer. We're past the 4th of July now, and some of our pets, we get pretty nervous with all the fireworks that go off. But what is something we need to keep in mind as far as summertime and taking care of a pet?
Dehydration, heat stroke, eye injuries, infectious diseases, parasites.
You name it, you've got it,
yes.
Right? Dehydration, I guess, is right up at the top of the list.
Yes, yeah, so a lot of people don't realize that dogs can dehydrate even though they're given water. If they're given water in a stainless steel pan or any other metal pan and it sits in the sun all day, then they won't drink out of it. It's too hot.
Right.
So you have to be careful about not using metal pans that might be in the sun
the summertime.
Right. The other thing is that they can tip them over, water bowls over pretty easily, especially if they're on a chain, which dogs shouldn't be on anyway. But it ought to be a water bowl that can't tip over, or if you don't have one, you can dig a little hole in the ground and then stick the bowl down the ground so it won't tip over.
Well, I'm against just leaving the dog outside to start with. My opinion is if you're going to have a dog is a member of the family and they're inside.
Yeah, mine aren't outside unless I'm home either.
Right,
but
exactly.
They can be safe outside if they're in a proper enclosure, and part of that is to provide shade that they can get to at any time during the day. That doesn't mean that the whole enclosure has to be shaded all day, but shade has to be in the enclosure during every part of the day so that they're not left where they
and the water needs to be in the shaded area.
And reachable and right.
Okay.
Yes.
This is also the time of the year for ticks and fleas that you need to be careful about.
Yes.
What do you want to say about that?
Well, there's some excellent products on the market now, and so I would check with your veterinarian which ones that they recommend. But there's some really good ones on the market.
The kind that you put, the topical that you put on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Do the flea collars really work?
They work pretty well, yes.
They do?
Uh-huh. One thing you have to really be careful of is to make sure that you use flea products that are designed for dogs on dogs and not on cats.
Right.
Because there are some that are for both. But if they have pyrethrins in it, those pyrethrins can be toxic to cats. So there's some that are available for dogs that are very dangerous in cats.
Okay. We got about a minute left. Anything else you wanted to add?
Well, yes, infectious diseases. The one that I'm most concerned about is parvovirus because it can be a killer, and it's a lot more common in the summertime. So if your dog hasn't been vaccinated for parvovirus in the last 3 years, it probably needs a booster.
Okay. If you want more information on any of this, you can call the College of Veterinary Medicine, University, and you know that number off the top of your head?
882-7821.
882-7821, and ask any questions, and they'll be happy to answer it.
You bet.
Dr. C.B. Chastain, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for coming
Paul.
By. And tell your lovely wife, Joyce, we said hi.
I'll do that.
She's a real pet lover.
She is.
Now we turn to Shelley Hauser. Good to have you here, Shelley Hauser.
Good to be here.
Jefferson City Little Theater, and you've got quite a season coming up, starting in August, right?
We do. Coming up August 22nd through the 24th, we have the Smash musical, Anything Goes.
Yeah. Now you've already got the cast selected for this.
They have announced the cast. They've started rehearsals. We're looking forward to it.
So Anything Goes runs August 22nd, 23rd, and
24th. And those are evening performances.
And your location is where?
We perform at the Etta and, at the Etta and Joseph Miller Performing Arts Center, and we're on Madison Street.
Okay. So you got Anything Goes in August, then in October.
We have a play, I Hate Hamlet, and that is a comedy. And that's being directed by Keith Enlow, and that will be October. Auditions will be coming up for that.
So if people want to audition
Absolutely.
For I Hate Hamlet, how do they go about getting in touch with you?
They can come on our website at www.tltjc.org.
Okay, wait a minute.
www.tltjc.org.
And that'll get it. So you can audition. You can find out about auditions for I Hate Hamlet. Mm-hmm. That's October 10 through 12.
Yes.
All of your productions run 3 days, right?
Right. They usually run a Thursday, Friday, Saturday evening.
Okay. And then in April, you've got Wait Until Dark. And then, boy, you planned all the way up through next June already.
We do. We've got a full season. We've got four shows. So we start with a musical and we end with a musical. And we've got the comedy in October. And we've got the sinister thriller play in April. So, yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
So Jeff City Little Theater has been around how long?
They've been performing over 40 years, about 4 to 5 shows a season.
Yeah, so it's been an important part, not just of Jefferson City, but of the entire Central Missouri area. 40 years.
Yes.
That's a long time.
We have folks who are still doing shows that were doing shows
40 years ago.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's great because they're constantly welcoming new people. Back in the day when I went to, I'm originally from Jefferson City, and I helped out backstage with Little Theater years ago. So, and have come back to do some. So, come on out.
And you, I mean, you really do have some pretty professional directors there.
We are very, very lucky here in Missouri, in Central Missouri, I tell you, in Jefferson City, the quality of theater and the directors and the people that come out and act in the shows, we're very,
All right. very lucky. So if you want more information, keep in mind, Anything Goes runs August the 22nd through the 24th, and then I Hate Hamlet. I don't hate Hamlet, but that's the name of the production. You can audition for that. If you want
to.
And then you got Wait Until Dark and Spamalot.
Right. Yes, and come out and volunteer as well. They always take new people to get on stage or get behind stage.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming
by,
Shelley. It's my pleasure meeting you.
It was my pleasure.
Okay.
Thanks again, Paul.
And we want to remind you that tomorrow we're going to tell you about Paul Jackson Watercolor Exhibit. Oh, you know who's coming up with that? Our friend Kathy Salter. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rich Polzine. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator is Uncle James Mauser. And if there's something you would like to hear or see, drop me an email. I would love to hear from you. It's pepperp@missouri.edu. And if you want to listen to this program or watch it, you can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast, and they'll send it to you every day. Go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows and on Radio Friends, and sign up. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening and watching us, and stay as cool as you can. Bye-bye.